This is Dabu7, and guys, we've got some big-time updates here in regards to the death of Hulk Hogan, with a lot of mystery still surrounding it, but things are coming out into the light that are showing that something happened that's being held back from the public thus far. We were told he died of a heart attack, and that was it. Case closed, and there's been a lot of challenge in trying to get information because Brooks says this stuff is like locked down. Information's locked down. That everyone thinks she has access to all this information, but Skye Daly and the Church of Scientology are the ones that are in control of all this, as they put it. She is willing to pay for an independent autopsy. Bubba, the Love Sponge, and others saying that with this new information, they feel that someone is responsible for killing Hulk Hogan. And Brooke goes on to say here that people are calling her, nurses and police officers that were on the scene to this very day, and urging her to get the body cam footage, which she cannot get because they've locked it down. They won't allow her to get this or something. Red flags all over the place here. These officers and nurses that witnessed all this say something ain't right. That the body cam will tell everything. It will show the whole conversation, everything that went down, all the missing pieces will be seen there, and it will shed a lot more light on this. Now, here is another bombshell piece here. An occupational therapist who was present at Hogan's Clearwater, Florida home when he stopped breathing, told cops on the scene that a surgeon severed his phrenic nerve during a recent surgery. Now, they apparently had this discussion, and all this was caught on the body cam footage, and that's why they want it out there. This nerve controls your diaphragm, and it's essential to your ability to breathe. Why all this would have been kept hidden by certain people is super suspect at the gate, and you can understand why now. Friends, former friends of Hogan and his family are majorly concerned, and in the end, they feel like they have their hands tied because this information is basically being locked down, as they put it. So this is very interesting. It raises more questions. Like, when was the surgery, the doctor, all this stuff? How long was we dealing? Like, how many days and all this other stuff? A ton of questions come up, but why were we not told of any of this? And just fed a heart attack, so to speak, and that's it. I don't know, guys. This one seems to still be unraveling. Would love to see this independent autopsy and all that, and more information here connected to this, because was somebody responsible for, you know, messing up? Was it an error that killed Hulk Hogan? It's highly plausible. It doesn't mean on purpose or assassination. It could have been an accident or an error. And still, somebody should be responsible for this. Ton of details yet to come out, but this is big. Join me on the live streams where I talk about this in greater detail. Going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu7. Hope to see you there. Much love.